Well, hello everyone. 2025 is almost here, and today I'm going to be discussing five questions that will define British politics in 2025. So, this is going to be a very straightforward video, 5 points, in and out. Let's go for it. Number one, can Starmer, or the Starmer government, deliver on any of its promises, especially on the issues of reducing illegal and legal immigration? Starmer going to fix the potholes? Because to have any chance of, you know, worming his way back into the good books of the great British public, Starmer, one of the most hated prime ministers of my lifetime, is going to have to show actual results, okay? Starmer has shown the country that he is basically the Terminator or Darth Vader incarnate as a politician, that he's somebody who just doesn't care about what people think. He's prepared to do the unpopular thing, etc. Now, that is bad if that thing that he's doing appears to be hatred of the British people, as per Southport, etc., etc. But if you can turn Terminator round to work for you, or if he can show himself to be working in the interest of what most people want, there is a chance some people will say, well, actually, you know, if it's between this guy and all of the other clowns, maybe this guy will actually get something done. The Terminator is working for us now. Will it work? Will it not? Well, I'm not going to make predictions anymore, friends, but this is a crucial question. Can they actually deliver at all? Well, it remains to be seen. They have started the deportations. They've already done more deportations labor since Starmer came in than the Boris Johnson government managed in all of the year 2020, for example. They're certainly deporting at a greater rate of knots than either the Johnson or the Sunak administrations managed. But or ministries, I should say. Administration is an American term. But still, a lot more needs to be done. And the issue of legal immigration, too. Remember, Starmer gave that extraordinary speech where he said that it was a deliberate, radical experiment done by the Tories. So they've made a big play of reducing legal immigration, too. Second question, can Starmer weather the storm of his unprecedented popularity in the face of a vocal and critical Trump administration? Don't forget, Elon Musk has got a very large megaphone now. He's been picking fights with the Starmer government. Trump is said not to be a fan. Trump has already kind of, thrown his weight around up in Canada and possibly is going to lead to the end of Trudeau. So, you know, Trump is a bad guy to be on the wrong side of when he's just about to become the president. So this is another storyline where we will wait with bated breath to see if anything actually happens. Again, I'm not making predictions anymore. If I had to give you my gut feeling is nothing ever happens. You could have an actual communist as the prime minister of Britain and an actual fascist as the prime minister, as the president of America, and they'd still somehow find a way to get along. That's just the geopolitical reality of it. So I do not believe that we're going to get a big falling out between them two, but it would be more fun if that gut feeling of mine was wrong, wouldn't it? Third question, how successful will Tony Blair and others be in their plans to quote-unquote modernise British state infrastructure, which in short means implanting digital IDs in a largely cashless society while auctioning off state assets to be managed by private interests? Don't forget, Blair wants to sell off large swathes of the NHS, essentially carry out more Thatcherite. You know, this was the Thatchery part of Blair, to do more of that sort of stuff, selling off England by the pound. I mean, we've already seen a little bit of a semi-victory for dear old Tone, haven't we? When they brought in digital ID for pubs and for some various other things. It's only a short step there from there then to bring it in for everything. I honestly think it's going to happen. And on this score, I don't actually see much of a clash with the likes of Musk or Trump or any of those either. I mean, as I've mentioned before, Blair and Musk are closer on all of these sorts of things than anybody cares to admit. I will remind people, I do have my January sale on at the moment, promo code SHORJAN. And I think it's sufficiently early in the sale that I should play it again in full. So let's hear that amazing advert one more time.
Sure. Sure, 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 sure. And so, sure.
Sure, Jan.
Can you command a comma like Joseph Conrad?
Sure, sure, sure,
sure, sure, sure, and sure, Jan.
Are you magnificent in your mastery of marginalism like Murray Rothbard?
Sure.
Sure, Jan.
Are you legendary in your logical leveling of lamentable loquacity?
Sure.
Sure, Jan.
Come on down to the January sale at the Academic Agency. Promo code SHORJAN for 25% off. All this January, I got more courses than the Queen had horses.
Sure, Jan.
I got better rates than Andrew Tate's ad mates.
Sure, Jan.
I got better deals than Lizzo's had meals.
Sure.
Sure, Jan.
And so, sure, 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 and so, sure, sure.
Banger. All right, so let's carry on then. Number four, can Nigel Farage rise at the hour of decision to lead Reform UK to dislodge the Tory party as the main alternative to Labour? Now, we've seen that Elon Musk has been making noises about backing Reform. I've seen strong potential for that backfiring, to be honest. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. Not going to make any predictions. But I can already see people starting to sour on Musk. As we saw, he wants to increase legal immigration into America. Can't really see Nige being that up for that sort of, even wet Farage is stronger in immigration than Musk is. And Starmer has parked his tanks firmly in the anti-immigration camp. So I think the way Farage is going to have to, make himself viable is actually to voice the real sentiments of the British people, who have, frankly, at this point, had enough of mass immigration, which is at intolerable levels. It is transforming the country at an unacceptable rate, and not just London, but the countryside too. And one of the things I've noticed recently has been a real hardening of positions on immigration. That whole business with Musk last week showed that people are not open to negotiating on this anymore. It is not an argument that if people are even willing to have, it's a hard no, Elon. Okay. And Farage needs to grasp this, and he needs to start getting a bit more real. I've been very critical of Farage on this channel, but if he is going to lead Reform to be the second or even the first party in British politics and to become the Prime Minister, he needs to reflect the actual views of the British public. And at this point, the lady is not for turning anymore. Number five, will Kemi Badenoch do enough to stop the Tories sliding into total irrelevance? When it's a closed question, yes, no. The answer is always no. I backed Badenoch to be the Tory leader, not because I believe she would lead them into glory, but because I believe that Robert Jendrick was their shot at reforming T-1000. Remember, the Tories have got this amazing way of coming back from the brink of extinction time and again. They did the wrong move, right? They actually self-destructed. They and I cynically backed Badenoch because I wanted to destroy the Tory party, okay? For my own reasons, I want to destroy the Tory party. And if you go on the slot machine that is Twitter, there'll be people telling you it's because I'm a communist, it's because I'm this, because I'm that, it's because I'm the other. Actually, the real reason is because I believe the Tory party are the radical leftist party in British politics. If you look at the history of this country, okay, every major change, every major radical shift has happened under the Tories' watch. Every single one. You know, and the ones that people will think of that Labour have done were actually attempts by Labour to hold on to what the country had, to stop it slipping away, or to actually try to help the people, like setting up the NHS or nationalising coal or nationalising rail. Okay, you may disagree with those individual policies, but Labour were actually trying to save what, you know, they were actually trying to do something for the workers or for the people. The Tories have never, ever, ever done that. They have consistently sold out their base. They've consistently sold out their voters. And they have consistently done the exact opposite of what they promised to do time and again. That is why the Tory party need to be destroyed. They are one of the most radical and progressive forces in global politics, period. Okay. I actually believe that David Cameron is further to the left, for example, than Tony Blair. More of a wokester, more of a true SJW, more of a liberal. All of the Tories are. They're scum. Okay, they're globalist scum. And Badenoch is no different, let me tell you. So my rant over. That is why I want to destroy the Tory party. Not for any of the made-up reasons you'll get from the Tory boys that you might read online. You know, and people love to make up stuff about me these days, but that's the truth of it. That's why I want to destroy the Tories. Anyway, hopefully you got something out of this. If you think I missed something, if you think there's some crucial question that I didn't cover that will have a bigger effect, let me know in the comments. Let me know what you think will happen. Like I've said, I've retired from making predictions at this point. Buy a course at the Academic Agency, promo code SureJan, and I'll see you tomorrow, where I'll be doing the same exercise with the Americas, with the USA. And in fact, I'll be doing the same exercise on Thursday with the international affairs, global world news. Okay, so long for now. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the Academic Agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.